Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Trail, giving you the latest as we head into yet another week and getting closer to the holiday, because at the tail end of the week, some of you may take that extra day or two off. Can you believe we're already at Labor Day? Wow. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of big deaths to report, though, at the top. Just got news of this. Wayne Dwyer. Remember Wayne Dwyer? Self-help guru. Dead at the age of 75. Motivational speaker. People say that he was such a game changer for them. I know that I read a couple of Wayne Dwyer's books that somebody recommended to me, and I thought he had some interesting things to say. And he was that kind of guy who couldn't wait for whatever the next audience or next adventure was. He had been diagnosed with leukemia in 2009, so he fought this for a long time. He was 75 years old. Before he became such a huge household name, he was a psychotherapist and a professor, and then that kind of grew into that self-help arena. And it was really, I think, anytime he went to speak, boy, he drew people in. And there was no question about that. If you want to look at the overall genre of self-help, somebody trying to turn around negative thinking or taking control of your life, that was one of his books. He was the guy. I mean, he had one of the best selling books of all time that plopped him on the speaker circuit. Your Erroneous Zone, Step-by-Step Advice for Escaping the Trap of Negative Thinking and Taking Control of Your Life. That was the title, the full title of the book. And he was always imparting little pithy nuggets of information, even in the 140 character world. So Rip Wayne Dwyer. He's not the only one. Wes Craven was battling brain cancer. And if you know the name Freddy Krueger, do you know the name Freddy Krueger? Then you know Wes Craven. He was the famous director of Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, and a whole slew of others, too. He was the king of scary. And especially those first couple of movies, I think, were very scary. The first Elm Street, Scream, and was so popular, it spawned a franchise. And how many people dressed up as Freddy Krueger for Halloween. So he's dead at the age of 76. Wes Craven, just both of those announced heading into the week, family statements or whatnot, releasing the information. Throughout this show, we're going to talk about a couple of things, including our weekly re-racks that I thought were so apropos. One, because Hurricane Katrina is at its 10-year mark, which is so unbelievable to me, I guess, to think of the 10-year mark. But if you looked at the front page of the New Orleans paper of record, it said rejuvenation. And there's no question that New Orleans has rejuvenated itself. I've toured there twice since Hurricane Katrina and saw some of the terrible things that happened in the Ninth Ward, and then saw how the French Quarter, though, was still flourishing and lots of people were going and spending their tourism dollars. But they have bounced back in New Orleans. There's no question about that. Jared Breaux talks about what it's like now, what it was like then, what are the things that still need to be done, and some hope for the people there, meaning if they could just figure out what to do with the wetlands and basically the marshes, how much more that could help with the levees, because there's only so far you can go in rebuilding the levees. They didn't push them up high enough. In other words, those walls where in Katrina the water came over. So that conversation with Jared Breaux. Also, we talked to a school friend of Allison Parker's. I think through the rest of the week and into the weekend, people were still shocked and talking about what happened to that news crew in the live shot in Roanoke, Virginia, and how saddened people were. And good for Allison Parker's father. He was a guest on a lot of television talk shows, syndicated shows, and the part of the Sunday Swirl to talk about what he thinks needs to be done. He's saying that we can't be intimidated, and of course this starts the whole gun rights argument, but he's not saying take away guns. He's saying something that I've said. Why can't we have a little waiting period? Why aren't there things, background checks, that can be done instantaneous? For goodness sake, we live in the country where you can Snapchat, you can see emails disappear. I don't get it, because I think there's a better way to do that. And from what I can tell, this seems to be really what he's focusing on. But there were a lot of people that were talking about Allison Parker and Adam West, and of course the travel tourism woman who was hit and luckily survived. It turns out she could have died because the gunman who later took his life was trying to empty his revolver into her, but he had run out of bullets. So he fired 17 rounds, and most of them found those two targets. And this television station, which is a small TV station, they're trying to do what they can to return to normalcy, but can you ever really return to whatever is normal? So Vester Lee Flanagan, which was the guy's name, had the Glock pistol, and that's what killed Parker and Ward, both of them in their 20s, and wounded the Chamber of Commerce official. And he was a disgruntled former employee. We talked to one of the friends of Allison Parker's from college. She went to James Madison, and James Madison immediately has said that they're going to start a scholarship in her name, which I think is terrific. And there are other things, memorials and whatnot, that are planned for both of the people that were killed. Adam West, the photographer, too, as well. And they had gunshot wounds to the head. So, you know, Parker was also shot in the chest. And there's been lots of conversation about workplace violence and how to spot that and how to tell if this is something that could happen, because we certainly have seen this before in other horrific things that have happened in this country. And I think it's a slippery slope of trying to decide if somebody is crazy and they're going to come back and kill people. And it's too bad. I mean, I guess he had left a trail of places he worked, because he worked in television in Tallahassee, and he was fired from that station because of misbehavior with his regards to coworkers and profanity on the premises and on and on. And so there were signs of this before, stretching back 12 years before he was hired and then fired from the Roanoke TV station, which ultimately it ended in his firing and then the deaths of these two co-workers when finally he had completely flipped out. And as you know, the end of the story is he took that coward's way out. So there is no justice in the sense that he killed himself, and it's just what's left behind. But it was easy to piece all of it together, since he left the trail wide open for anybody to see what he was doing. And when they went to his apartment, they found all kinds of things that pointed to what was obviously a very disturbed person. Stay with us. Like I said, that conversation with a friend of Allison Parker's coming up next in our weekly re-rack. You don't want to miss that. And I'll meet you at the tail end of the show, of this hour anyway. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Tragedy now for a couple of days. It's just awful when I see the beautiful face of Allison Parker just turning 24 years old, and then her friend, 27-year-old Adam Ward, the photojournalist that was with her. And certainly we know what happened in Virginia and all the people and their reaction in the community in and around Roanoke, Virginia, and at WDBJ, and how much she and he were just loved by the people there. I've worked in television newsrooms. We talked about that. It's absolutely depressing what's happened here. But as I said on the show, bringing life to their lives and talking about the kind of people they were, I think, is so important. Spencer Dukoff joins us, and he went to school with Allison Parker. They went to James Madison together, and he graciously is giving us some time here today. Spencer, first of all, sorry for your loss, and I can tell I saw a post that you had that you had a great time with this woman, and she seemed like she was fun-loving. And is that accurate?
It's very accurate, and thank you for having me. It's definitely a tragedy, but it's nice to be able to pay tribute to someone like Allison in any way that I can.
So tell us how you met Allison at the university, because I thought it was such an interesting story.
Yeah, so I was brand new at James Madison University. I had just moved down to Virginia for my freshman year. And I had just joined an a cappella group, actually, and one of the friends that I'd met through that was a girl named Nina. And Nina just needed some help with a video project that she was working on, so just bopped over to go and help her. And, you know, that's when I first met Allison. And she was just so warm and friendly and, you know, made this project, this school project, so fun. And that was kind of the beginning of our friendship. And, you know, we also were in the same major. So we both majored in the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU. And she was not only a friend, but she was definitely a role model in terms of being a journalist, in terms of reporting the news, you know, being a hard worker. So she's definitely someone that's left a huge impression on my life, even in a very short period of time.
Spencer, how excited was she to get that job, especially where she grew up? As we know, it's so competitive in television news.
Yeah, well, I sadly have not been as in touch with Allison, or hadn't been as in touch with her in recent years, but I know leaving JMU, you know, she had a job locked down, I believe, before she even graduated. And to be able to go back and be a reporter, you know, in her hometown area, I know that must have been amazing for her. And I got to, you know, we didn't stay as in touch as she went out to the real world, and I was, you know, still at JMU for a little bit. But being able to see just stories popping up on my newsfeed for Facebook, or, you know, just getting to check in every once in a while on social media, seemed like she was really, you know, following her passion and, you know, continuing to be a role model to all of us who kind of wanted to enter into that field as well.
When you heard about what happened, how shocking was that? I mean, it must have just hit you like a ton of bricks.
Definitely. It was very shocking, and, you know, it happened kind of quickly, it felt like. I had just come into work, and, you know, usually I check the news on my phone in the way in, but it was a super crowded subway, so I just ended up, you know, not checking the news that morning. So when I first came into the office, people were already talking about it, but had no idea, you know, I don't think they realized the connection. And, you know, when I saw her on the front, you know, front page of the New York Times website, it was devastating. It was awful. But, you know, it's been really nice to see the outpouring of love and support for her family, for her friends. And, you know, I hope that she, you know, what we're doing right now and what many other people are doing in terms of paying tribute will do her life justice.
Yeah, and you probably heard this, too, that they're going to set up, the television station said almost immediately they were going to set up scholarships in both of their names, which I thought was really something. And I can tell by the time you spent with her in college that the major meant something to her. She went off in the world and did what her major was about. So how awesome is that to have her name still out there helping other people?
It's fantastic. And I've also heard about the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU through the Alumni Association setting up a scholarship in her name as well. So, you know, I would encourage people to donate to her memory. And, you know, she wasn't just, you know, a good friend at JMU, but she was definitely someone who a lot of people looked up to. And so I think it's really wonderful that she can continue to have that influence with people who want to get involved in reporting and journalism in general.
Spencer Dugoff, thanks again so much for your time. Sorry for the loss. Glad that you crossed paths with her. Obviously, she had an impact on your life, and I hope that other people get to hear more stories about her as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so you heard the story there of Spencer talking about Allison Parker and going to James Madison together, and the fact that they accidentally got, you know, they were in the same major, knew each other, but really got to work together and became friends through that. So college friendship, and that was only a handful of years ago, and then what she went on to do. And he wrote just such a moving tribute. It's on slantnews.com, and I'm going to put a link to it on my Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on Facebook, and you'll see it there, because it's so well said. He talks about, you know, opening his computer and seeing her face on the New York Times website, as he mentioned to us, and saying that a coworker mentioned seeing the news, and he was just shocked at what had happened, and then some of the details started to come about, and he started to realize more about it, and he talked about the fact that they were in school together and he was helping them on a project and what that was like, the video, and how she was funny and that he had gotten to know her and that she was, you know, such a superstar in the making. And she was, as I could tell and had mentioned on the show before, you know, young in the career and absolutely enthralled with what she was doing. And she had that same sense while she was at college. And he talked about that, sitting in the television control room and seeing her, you know, light up on the screen, and that she had gotten a job, as he said, there immediately, and she was already into the profession as soon as she got out of school. And boy, it's just unbelievable in reading more of the details. You know, it's the grief part, and he talks about that. He says we all grieve. There's just too much sorrow to bear from such a senseless act. That's why you can't put it into words. And he said we'd be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to celebrate her life and be grateful for all that she had given us and the gift of friendship and presence and existence. And it's exactly what I said. Too often with when someone becomes a victim and it is senseless and it is outrageous, then so much of that story becomes part of it, but not about what that person was with their, even though their time was cut short on earth. Who do they touch? What do they mean to people? That kind of stuff. And I think he has such a great point. Giving to the scholarship that JMU set up in her name, I think is something in paying it forward for future people that will come through the university and have a chance at some kind of a career also related to media, the arts, etc. And again, just so well written, and it's so shocking in the conversation afterwards. Not shocking that reporters have been shot at and hurt in the past and that kind of thing, but shocking that somebody was here doing at a local station. Somebody was in Roanoke, Virginia. This woman, Allison Parker, and her friend Adam Ward, the photographer, and they were doing an easy peasy, fun report on tourism, and it turns so tragic without any warning, with nothing in their rearview mirror, any way to see or know what was coming, and then everything else that ensued after that. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of things that will be set up in their names and what people are saying and remembering them, but we certainly appreciate that time that Spencer spent with us, as I know it's got to be pretty tough when you start to wrestle with that. It's always that shocking thing. Somebody you knew at school, somebody you were close to at school, you move on, and it's only just a few years after that happened. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Katrina and what has happened in the wake of Katrina. And we're very fortunate to catch up with this guy, Jared Breaux. We've had him on before. He's a terrific crisis communications expert. And Jared, you are, I think, a native, right, of New Orleans, certainly of that area of Louisiana. And this was the horrific thing that happened to you and the people around you. And take us back to that day and what it was like those couple of days.
Well, the thing that strikes me in the crisis communications field is that everybody should have known what was going to happen, and I had actually predicted this storm flooding scenario 15 years before it ever happened. So at that time, a lot of us were just dumbfounded to watch that the mayor of New Orleans was not calling evacuations. All the other communities were calling evacuations when they needed to, and this guy wasn't, and he waited until it was too late. He was the classic prediction, and what that created was the human tragedy. tragedy of hundreds of thousands of people left in their homes when many of us knew the city was going to flood because the levees would be overtopped with water. A 15-foot levee does not hold back a 20-foot surge of water. And I don't know how much people realize, but when a hurricane comes in, it causes the entire sea level to rise up like a vacuum cleaner sucking water. And you end up with this massive amount of water that's 20 to 30 feet high. So in the New Orleans area, in many places, it was 20, 25 feet. In Mississippi along the Gulf Coast, it was actually 30 feet high. Mm. So it all flooded, and then we just watched that human tragedy unfold on TV.
For you, what happened to you personally? Were you in the middle of that? Did you get your family out?
I got my family out days before because I knew exactly what was going to happen. As a former storm chaser and as the guy who had first predicted the scenario in 1990, I knew immediately what was going to happen. I remember vividly 4 o'clock on September 26th and the storm hit, on August 26th, the storm hit on August 29th. But at 4 o'clock, I came home and my wife says, "Do you know about this hurricane?" I said, "Yeah, I've been watching it. It's supposed to go to Florida." She says, "A friend of ours just called and says the course has changed." And I looked at it and I knew immediately that this was the storm that I had reported on or predicted, and my heart sunk. I remember just this gut-wrenching feeling, knowing that I might lose everything. Now, I did not live at that time directly in the city. I was about 30 miles outside the city in a more elevated area that wasn't going to flood, but that had lots of trees that were going to crush everybody's homes. I knew how many of my friends I had in the city, and I knew every one of them was going to flood. We put our own personal plan in place. You grab your family photos and the kids' home movies and whatever's precious to you, and you pack up the car, and I was actually on the road heading to Florida where I knew I was going to wait out what would probably be the next 10 to 20 days of my life because I knew I wasn't coming home anytime soon.
Wow.
But it was tough for me because I knew so many people were going to suffer and there wasn't anything I could do about it.
Wow, no kidding. Did you try to tell any of your friends? Did anybody listen to you?
Well, my friends used to actually call me to find out if I'm evacuating, then it's bad enough that they would evacuate. So I was the barometer for a lot of my friends. But I did call friends and tell them, get the heck out of the way. I always book hotel rooms in multiple cities so that I know where I might have to run to. So I was able to give away hotel rooms that I had booked once I picked my path of evacuation. But so many people in the city directly just were not going to move. Too many people say in life, well, I went through Hurricane Frederick and I was fine for that one and I'll stay for the next one. And what people don't realize is no two storms were alike. With Hurricane Katrina, people don't realize if the eye of that storm had gone 5 to 10 miles further to the east, the devastation would have been doubled in metropolitan New Orleans.
Oh.
A lot of New Orleans flooded, but a lot of the metro area was spared from the rooftop-type flooding only because that storm veered slightly to the east. So no two storms are alike, and one of the things people need to realize, because right now we're in the two highest peak weeks of hurricane season, is it is easier just to leave. Yes, it's a financial strain to pay for a hotel and to drive out of town, but the suffering that you endure for the lack of creature comforts when you stay behind is just pretty unbearable.
Wow, well said. We're speaking with Jared Breaux, and he went through this. He went through Katrina. He's a crisis communications expert, as we're saying. What about New Orleans now, and will we see the possibility of it flooding again? What have they done? Is it a lot better off now, the city, than it was before?
First, I'll answer the first question. Yes, New Orleans can and will flood again. The highest levee is 32 feet. The lowest is 15 feet. That means you essentially have a 15-foot levee system that a 16-foot wave will overtop. $14 billion has been spent by the government and engineering by the Corps of Engineers for what they're describing as a fortified system. Many people remember levees caving in and falling down and the flooding going for a very long time. My own personal belief is that any time you have a levee overtopped and it's made out of dirt, you're going to have a degree of scouring, and flooding is and will happen again. But one of the things that concerns concerns me is, as they've spent that $14 billion, there's a natural solution that they haven't taken advantage of, and that is restoring coastal marshes. Louisiana and New Orleans is a big delta from the Mississippi River formed over tens of thousands of years, and we've been having a problem with erosion because the Mississippi River is dammed and levied. Water on an annual basis doesn't flow into those wetlands, which is what naturally created them. So since 1927 floods and levees built in the 30s, those marshes have been dying at a rate of 33 football fields a day. And I would really like to see a concerted effort to put these marshes back in place for this one reason. 3 miles of vegetated wetlands, grasslands in the swamp, cut the friction of a storm and will drop tidal surge by 1 foot. So 60 miles of wetlands, as a storm would move over that, it's like sandpaper slowing that storm down, grinding it down. A 20-foot tidal surge can be reduced to just a few feet. So therefore, the amount of water pressure hitting up against those levees can be reduced. And the secret is to pump sediments from the bottom of the Mississippi River into those wetlands, and you can rebuild those acreages pretty quickly. I've watched it done in some pilot projects.
Why isn't it being talked about more? Is it just a lack of knowledge or wanting to mess with it, or what's the reason why?
A lot of talk has happened, but no funding has happened. It's not the kind of bright, shiny thing that anybody wants to put money on. They were very eager to build massive concrete walls that are very visible to the public, but they were not as eager. And then you've got competing organizations. You've got commercial fishing. Our state is second only to Alaska in the amount of fish caught in America. Mm. So fishing waters have changed, and fishermen will be impacted. So they don't want an immediate impact. And one of the things that has to be done is you have to treat these fishermen the way you treat farmers in Iowa who might be affected by a crop loss. You're going to have to provide some type of financial compensation. I know people don't like to write checks for things like that, but here's the way I look at this from the big picture. It cost $80 billion for the government to respond to Katrina, and it cost, I think, $150 billion for insurance companies to respond, and it cost hundreds of billions more for each of us to do the repairs. So we're looking at about a $400 billion impact if you were to calculate what we took out of our pockets to repair our homes, because, you know, my insurance company cheated me out of $100,000, $150,000, mm-hmm. and I know it happened to many other people. So if we look at how much can we spend to reduce a $200 to $300 to $400 billion impact, then it becomes very smart to say, you know what, a few million dollars can create land. And I say a few in comparison to billions. But you can recreate land, you can compensate the fishermen for the temporary loss, and, you know, the scientists know it can be done, but then sometimes environmentalists fight it because they're afraid of pollutants. And while, yes, you've got to be concerned about pollutants, wetlands remove pollutants from the water. Let the ecosystem heal itself, and let that ecosystem not only nourish the fisheries for the fishermen in the future, but also protect the infrastructure, because New Orleans is one of the largest ports in the world to this day. It's vital to the economy of the U.S., and 32 states drain their water right down that river into our watershed. So it's a national issue that's been talked about but has not been funded.
Well, it's time to get that funded. There's no question about that. Jared Breaux, fascinating information. Thanks for sharing your story and forwarding the story for us, too, as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
And thank you for checking in on us, and thanks for everybody who donated time, talent, and resources and money to help us recover. The city is recovering, and it's stronger than ever, and it's because so many people around the world cared.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared.
Take care.
I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And that's the familiar music that you're hearing there. Wes Craven died after a battle with brain cancer. I know his movies scared me a bit, at least the originals. I'm never one for sequels, but this guy, he had it down in a different way than Stephen King, you know, with Stephen King's books. So dead at the age of 76, he was behind some really wild horror flicks. And somebody reminded me, the kids underneath, he had a movie called The Kids Underneath the Stairs. Yeah. I think I saw 5 seconds of that and it was too much for me, but he had an interesting background. I mean, here's a guy who went to Wheaton College in Illinois. He graduated with a degree in English and psychology. Then he got a master's in philosophy and writing from John Hopkins University, and briefly he even taught English, and he segued from that into becoming this big-time horror director. The Hills Have Eyes, that was one of them. Last House on the Left, that was another big one. There was some that combined comedy, Vampire in Brooklyn, Red Eye, It's the people under the stairs. The people under the stairs was too scary for me with the kids. The people and the kids. And then he even had a couple of others where he threw in different things. He was actually nominated for an Oscar in 1999. He directed a movie called Music of the Heart, and Angela Bassett was in that, and Meryl Streep. They were the two stars of that movie. So rip to Wes Craven. He rocked some of us to the core, dead at the age of 76. I mentioned this at the top, Wayne Dyer as well, the self-help guru who revolutionized part of the business anyway. And he's another one that came from a psychology background and then ended up in a business where he was pushing out some really big bestsellers, and people clamored to see Wayne Dyer because he could be called in some ways the father of motivational speaking. He would probably say he wasn't, but there is no question he was incredibly prolific. I mean, absolutely influential, changed people's lives, you know, that whole kind of thing. All right, speaking of changing people's lives, as we come to the tail end of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, for this hour anyway. You know, Sunday is what I call the Sunday swirl. So it's the talking heads TV-wise, because you wrap up the whole week and then you come to Sunday and get ready to smack into another week. And I kind of flipped around today and I watched what the conversation was. And there's no question the conversation was about Donald Trump and his influence and what is it about Donald Trump and could he really get the nomination. I saw Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is a great historian, a presidential historian. She's written some really good books, and she's pretty good with the analogies and quips and all that kind of stuff. And she said, what's fascinating about him is that he's attracting all this attention because, and I thought she hit it right on the head. It's what I've been struggling to come up with, and she hit it. It's because, unlike most politicians, he's not defensive. So if you notice this, and we've talked about this, every other politician is editing themselves because then they have to explain or apologize or tweet out something different for something they've said. But he doesn't care. He totally lacks that. He's not defensive. He doesn't care. He doesn't have an ounce of it. He just does what he does, and that's it. But whereas most candidates, it's a whole different ball game for them because they talk from a script. We don't really see the person. And this is what she said, and I thought, yeah, that's absolutely what we're always talking about. It's that authenticity that we crave, which is why he's getting the attention and which is why he struck a nerve, because he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that defensiveness. It's just not in him. What's interesting about Trump is the Iowa poll comes out, and I have to say I'm kind of surprised by this, but suddenly Ben Carson has jumped up in the polls. So the retired neurosurgeon, who actually has been out there and speaking a lot, is now a leading candidate, you'd have to say, because he's closing in a little bit on Donald Trump. The Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register Iowa poll shows that Trump has 23% of likely Republican caucus participants, followed by Carson at 18. So how about that? That's a big change when you think of the other candidates. And I just think of the push of Scott Walker and how many people called this show to tell me how great Scott Walker was, and that's who they were going to, you know, they hope he got the nomination. And Scott Walker has done nothing but plummet in the polls. I mean, he was the previous Iowa frontrunner, but he's the one who's getting trumped by the Donald the most, I think. And he's got 8% of likely caucus goers. 8%. That's, you know, that's less than half of what he had in the last Iowa poll in late May. And you go from there, and the numbers are lower and lower and lower. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, they're all in single digits. Single digits. And see, where Ben Carson hurts Trump, I think, is that the fact that he's a Christian, you know, and he talks about some of the issues that affect are near and dear to Christian conservatives' hearts, and he definitely has that crowd. Whereas Trump, in that department, is a little dicey. A little bit dicey. But isn't it crazy? I mean, it's been a couple of months now. He's not going away. This is not just a meteoric rise and then a crash. I think it's more of a question of, let's see what happens. We hit the fall, and once we get to the line of demarcation, which is the end of December swinging into January, and the calendar flips, because this is it, 2016. So no fooling. The Iowa caucus, and then for all of you listening to me in New Hampshire, you know that in New Hampshire, the primaries rule, and then this is when there's no turning this clock back. No turning it back. You know, what's interesting is the a couple of things. What will happen with the Latino vote and what will happen with the woman vote? And between the two of them, who gets the most there? And I'll tell you, he's giving the Republican Party a lot of things to think about and giving them agita because they can't control Donald Trump. They can't tell him what to do because he's having none of whatever they're offering at this point. And remember, there's always that threat to go for the third party, to not run as a Republican. And then ultimately, what does that do to the Republicans who are running? And how much does that splinter the votes? All right, I got to end on this one because we always do our cheap movie review heading into the weekend, and we talked about a couple of different films, and I mentioned this film. I pulled it out, and it's called The War Room, and The War Room is about the power of prayer, basically a couple struggling and a family that has seemingly has it all, and they're struggling, and then how things turn around because they open their heart up to, you know, God and praying and something that they, it wasn't, it was in the background, but it wasn't in the forefront of their lives. Do you know that they're saying this is stunning to Hollywood. How much money do you think War Room raked in this past weekend? How about $11 million? $11 million. And who knows Alec Kendrick and Stephen Kendrick? Very few people. So these aren't Hollywood big-time names. But wow, doesn't it show you the power of a brand? And they found the right kind of film. And it's the highest grossing domestic release, $11 million debut. Whew. Thanks for listening. Remember what to do. If you have any thoughts on the show, flip them to me, americatonight.net.
This is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.